Yeah, I'm back, and that's police sirens in the back. Thanks for over 5,000 listeners on that last episode. I really appreciate that. Now, I looked back into it. It sucked. Does my voice really sound like that? I don't know. But it's all good. Little news update. I moved into a new house. I don't know if I told you guys that, but I did. Senior year. What is reflection? How is it? How do I feel? Wholeheartedly, it's beginning of senior year. I guess you could say we're now in, what, November? It's alright. I have so many regrets. You know, I realize that, it sounds so stupid, but, you know, I'm intelligent. Ooh, I'm smart. No, I am smart. I don't want to sound narcissistic, but, I'm a smart person. I love docking. It's what I like to do. I can go on and on and on. And I won't stop. So, that's what I like. No, but school in general, I'm in two college classes currently. They suck. They're so boring. You know, I appreciate these teachers. They try their best. Fantastic women. But at a point, I don't see myself. Honestly, I lied. When I was younger, I really did see myself going to college. That's when I put the most effort into it. But, like, middle school sucked. Beginning of high school was okay. You know, and I'm full of regrets because, you know, honestly, I had the capacity of being a terrific student. I could have had B's and A's, but, you know, I was just too lazy and I didn't do it. That's my regret. College. I want to try to do this program where I can get 2 years of community college free. It's something. It's college. I'll get an associate's degree and it's fine, but truly, I don't know what I want to do. When I was younger, I wanted to study languages, pursue something in that, perhaps work at the UN. But, you know, dreams fall down quick. And, you know, I don't want to do that no more. Culinary. I love cooking. I love baking. I love different cultures. I love it. But do I want to do that the rest of my life? I feel like we've now grown into an institution of, well, we've always been, of just line workers. That's what we're bred for. That's what we're born for. We might be, like, made out of love, but we're going to be living a life of, you know, greed and sacrifices and depression and struggles. But that's adult life. That's real life. As much as it sucks and you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Why would I listen to a person that works at a community college and I'm venting, but my brother dropped out of community college. I love my brother. He's my older brother, by the way, of course. But he's never the brightest. He's not the brightest person. He talks intelligently, but he does not make an effort of researching, of learning, which I get because education's not for everybody. But if you're going to talk so badly upon those who struggle already so much in their lives of teaching, so what if they don't make six figures? They're living humans with feelings and emotions, and they try their best every single day to teach people like you that can't make it into a real college. That's the fact. I know life sucks. This is what the podcast is about, you know, life is depressing and all that. But with so many failures in our lives, we We know how to fix them. We just don't want to face them. I sound like a real boomer, but wholeheartedly, life sucks. But we don't want to work hard to change our world. We don't want to work hard to change our politicians. We don't want to work hard to change our laws. It's only when it's changed and we see the consequences of our actions that we complain. You know, that's what sucks. I don't want to sound right-wing or Republican, because that's not me. I'm not like that, but I'm also not a total liberal, you know? But that's how I feel. College, community college, I'll do it, because 2 years are free. But my brother, then again, first generational, we know nothing. I don't know how to transfer to another 2-year institution. I don't know how to do that. But, you know, that's the struggle of it. And especially since, you know, I was never sociable. I never talked to people about real stuff in life. I never had friends. I didn't do none of that. You know, but I'm going to have to work up the courage and bite the metal fork, I guess, because that's what hurts the most on your teeth and it hurts your head. You're going to have to do it because that's one of the ways to try to get out of the situation you're in. My dad's word, all his life. He struggled, left 5th grade in Mexico. He's worked all his life, and, you know, it sucks. But also, we feel these standards from our family who are immigrants, and they want the best for us, but they also don't realize the fact that some of this is not for us. We're not cut out for some of this, which is fine, but don't put other people down that are trying to help you. You know, I'm going along in so many circles, but I feel like I'm tired of what? You don't work. You don't do nothing. I'm just so tired of being the one to neutralize everything and to think about everything so hard. When I know there's a chance that I might fail, and I have to face it. I have to face the real world, and that's what sucks. That's, you know, a core part of my podcast. You know, it's the journey to living real. It's the journey of turning the magical age of 18 and you're thrown out into the world naked. You have to fight for yourself. And you have your family saying they're there behind your back, which they are, but there's only so much they can do. There's only so much they can do, and I'm thankful for that. I have to be, you know, because there's people that don't have family, and it sounds selfish, but it's just genuinely the way I feel. Senior year is a year where you want to relax because it's finally your last year, but it's also the year where you have to put on your nicest clothes and go find your big boy job, because that's going to be the thing that you're going to do for the rest of your life. We're groomed. We're basically, it sounds stupid, but we're literally groomed to be adults in one job, in one cage, in one chair. That's it. You're either a factory worker, a government worker, or you're the middle class worker working retail or a restaurant. That's what I've learned. It's social classes of work that we hate so much, but ourselves, we don't want to change. We don't have enough people that want to change it, but we complain about the consequences of it. I'm an intelligent person, but I just want to be a kid. I feel like I've grown up privileged and I'm thankful for it. My dad made $50,000 a year. It might not sound like a lot, but I had the things I needed. But I have to grow up, and it sucks. I have to realize how a relationship's gonna be. I have to realize how social groups are. I have to learn to talk a proper way. I have to do this and that. And when you're when you're a kid, you don't have to do that. I regret not being a proper kid and not being carefree, because I was always proper and, you know, I was always mannered to be an adult. Has the mannerisms of a mature woman. I've been told I get off that vibe and I don't like it. But if that's how I'm going to be, I'm going to have to be like that for the rest of my life. Within my failures comes success, don't get me wrong, but it's just anxiety at night that gets me, you know? It's what sucks. And I can't tell my parents this, because it's like, one, it's going to be told to the rest of my family, which is stupid. So I don't really tell anything to people, like, I really trust. And she was one of them, you know, my mom, but she told my brother all this and that. And it's like, I love my older brother. I'm not talking about my brother that dropped out of college, Kanye West, but I'm talking about, my brother's not Kanye West, by the way. I'm talking about my second oldest brother. My second oldest brother. The one that dropped out of college is the third one. But I love my brother so much. I love all my brothers so much, but I love my second oldest brother so much. And, you know, there's just things I shared with him, and I just had this. When I had no friends, he felt like a genuine friend. And he still is, don't get me wrong, but we were so close. But there's things that I do, you know, I don't tell him. There's things that you just don't tell your siblings. There's things that you do. And I trusted my mom to keep, you know, some information away from him. Because basically, I don't want to go to therapy no more. And I don't want pills. And even though I need them, I want to figure out when to do it myself. But when I told my mom how I was uncomfortable with those feelings, that's an airplane, by the way. She got angry at me and she basically gaslighted me. She's like, you tell everything to your brother, but I can't tell him anything. And I feel like, you know, if I'm telling you something privately and I ask you, don't say nothing, and you do, it's just out the window. It's like yesterday. I was feeling like crap. I cried. And I'm not telling her this because that's a withdrawal from the whole relationship as a standard. You know, I just have to bite the metal fork, like I said before, and just face it out myself, because that's what an adult is. That's what an adult is. You know, when a flower grows, right, it blooms in its proper season, in its proper time, and it dies when uncared for, you know. That's how humans are. We bloom at our own time, in our own perfect season, and at the exact time when we bloom, we're gorgeous. But when we don't care for ourselves, that's when we fall and we brittle. We're so delicate. But like flowers, we're so different. So many different versions, so many different families, so many different growths, so many different appearances, smells, tastes, you could say. Oh, no, I'm not Jeffrey Dahmer. Never mind, take that back. Colors, shape, the seasons we bloom in. Our touch. But every flower dies when it is not cared for like a human. This is not me trying to sound smart. This is genuine. It's common knowledge. Senior year is fine. As much as I hate it, probably gonna have to go to college. I'm gonna have to bite down the fork. Probably gonna have to talk to the college guy. I'm gonna tell him how much of a failure I was. Probably still am. And see where I can get. I talk negative about myself, but I also talk about the truth. Negatively, which I was a failure. But I can grow into something more, and I know that. I'm gonna have to grow, because genuinely, I've always knew. It's gonna sound so narcissistic. I've always knew I was meant for more. I'm not meant for an office job, home dogs. That's what everyone says, right? Maybe I'm still a kid, but I'm not meant for that. You know when the shoe fits. You know how you feel in the perfect pair of pants. You know how you feel in a great sweater. You know when it doesn't fit right. Sure, sometimes you'll grow into it, but who knows how long that takes. Why get the sweater too big or too small when there's one just your size? You know? Why do that? When you know there's something better out there, why go low? In the words of Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. That's how I see it. To my brother, even though he's never going to hear this. As disappointed as people are in you right now, you have so much potential. You have so much potential. You can be so great. But learn what you lack in, and hear what you speak. Because if you don't, those same words are going to draw you back. And they're going to lead you to failure once again. And you're going to have to crawl yourself out that hole. And there won't be nobody to help you. Learn from your experiences and face them. True honesty. It sucks, but you're going to have to do it. Easy money's great, but hard work sucks. But the outcome feels so good. I don't know where adulthood's gonna lead me. I'll probably be a retail worker, who knows? I'll probably be a teacher. Maybe work in culinary like I wanted to. If this podcast works, hopefully I'll do something better and talk. Because I can talk all. I can talk forever. Give me a person. Give me a topic. Give me questions. Give me something. And I will stretch it out like, I don't know, like freaking noodle workers. I'll stretch out those noodles as long as I can. As far as I can. When you're making a painting, not only are you making those outlines, you're also thinking about what's ahead and how it's going to look. That's what I want to do. I have my outlines. I just have to fill it in and figure out how it's going to look. I'm no great artist, but I do know how to at least use the basics. Shout out, Ms. Langston. Yeah, that's it. I don't know, I'll speak about my romance later. That's my dog. Anyways, thank you for the listeners who have been listening to this. I thank you a lot. If this podcast does succeed, I thank you so much. And I wish the best for all of you. And I hope you do for me. Bye-bye.